Oh, the insanity just continues. This actually is probably the most normal week we've had in a while, but if we back it up to last week, this show has absolutely run off the freaking rails. The show we are talking about, of course, is Big Brother. This is your reality rant whack job podcast. I'm Eric Pierce of Gamestream Newsnet. That is Bill Hammond, who I'm sure has plenty of Aryan-type things to say. Yes, this is your racist edition. There will be violation of the box. We can't do anything about it. You're talking about Big Brother, the disclaimered Big Brother, aren't we?
Yeah, Volt, I mean, you will be correct on that one.
Did I stick enough into the intro of this podcast? I mean, I know that that was really wordy, but there is a lot that needs to be said about this show.
Exactly, and you hit the nail right on the head. The fact that it is now opened with a disclaimer. Oh, dear God.
Oy, that is nuts. I mean, I love that they're doing that at the same time. You know what? This is a reality show. This is real people. This is the most real Big Brother has been in a very, very long time. And we could sit here and talk strategy out the wazoo, but the strategy in the house has actually been very, very simple. And before we get into that, let me just remind people how to keep in touch with the podcast, as many of you actually have been doing. You can tweet us in the face on Twitter. That's at RealityRant on Twitter. You can always like us on Facebook. We'll try to make a couple more posts there. We have been a little inactive there, mostly my fault, as I've been traveling on the road and doing all sorts of weird vacation things. But also, you can always email us at realityrantpodcast@gmail.com. And we definitely have gotten a few emails about this cast, which isn't shocking, to say the least.
Yep.
Now, the house strategy has basically been, who do we perceive as the biggest threat and get rid of them now?
Yep.
That has been laced or tinged with a little bit of the, let's get rid of the guys.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, three guys in three evictions, and the men in this house really need to pay close attention to what's going on, because you never want a heavy gender imbalance like that.
Yeah. And of course, they're not paying attention to that.
No, they're not paying attention to much. And the real concern I have here is, how much of the show is the contestants playing the game, and how much of the show is the show deciding how the show will be scripted? And before you answer that question, Bill, I want to remind you that this week, America is Big Brother's MVP.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Which is the correct choice? Is this the players playing, or is this Alison Grodner pulling strings?
Again, I'm sure I've mentioned this before. The day the cast list was released, James Ryan on Twitter, cast list released today, Grodner picked the winner yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry. The mere existence of the MVP in tandem with Alyssa's casting proves that this show is scripted to as insane a degree as possible. Because you set up a system where we're supposed to vote on the most valuable player, the person playing the best game, and really, every single week she's won it because of Rachel's fan base. And
yeah, it
for
has
no
nothing
other reason
to do with picking based on, oh, this person did a really good week. If so,
and
Helen should have gotten it a week ago.
But on top of that, when you put that along with the whole three nominee thing, it basically makes the whole season to date an exercise in futility. Because as you've mentioned, three guys have gone out each of the 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But also, each of the 3 weeks, one of the three nominees has gotten zero votes.
Yes.
Well, so what's the point? Like, why are we even having
what would it take to create a three-way split on votes? It's very unlikely, considering if people are voting for strategic reasons, which, let's give them that much credit. They are making their final votes based on strategic reasons. Not necessarily smart ones. We're just saying they have a reason behind them. It's not just, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, then people have mutual reasons for not liking certain people, and they're going to target one or two people, not three. Not three randomly. There's going to be someone you hate more.
Mm-hmm.
If they even flipped and decided, I'm just going to go with standard, I don't like racist votes, do I vote against Gina Marie or do I vote against Aaron, if they're both on the block,
mm-hmm,
everyone's going to go one way. There's no split on that. There's no hairs to be split. Now, yes, from the beginning of the season, when you put Alyssa in this house as the only celebrity standout, let's call it what she is. She's a Big Brother celebrity by association.
She was the one known quantity going in.
They guaranteed that Alyssa would get MVP all three times. I don't care what anyone says. She would have had to come in and be a stark raving bitch. She would have had to, and she's not, to her credit. She's been one of the more normal and nice cast members.
She would have had to have been worse than Rachel and Brendan combined in order for, and even then, I can't guarantee she doesn't win it every single week.
And she at least would have won it the first time because we didn't see anybody to know or have feelings or emotions towards.
Yeah.
So people would vote that way anyway. Now, in my blissful dream of dreams, people will make the mistake and see Alyssa's name on the text message and be like, I'm voting for Alyssa, and not realize they're voting to nominate her. That would be my dream, but we know that's not going to happen.
I did that intentionally, but...
I would like to add a slight complication here.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the timing of when the vote happens and the MVP happens,
mm-hmm.
there is a possibility, especially with the nominations, when Judd makes his nominations, which, chaos theory, Judd getting HOH, wow... If he makes nominations, does that mean if the person who has first place in the vote is nominated already, we go to second place?
Yeah.
So potentially the third place America's pick could go up.
Yeah, in the rapid fire legalese thing in the bumper where they announced this, it was like the HOH can't be nominated. So like if you started voting for Judd right then and there, then those votes then were nullified.
Right.
And then it said if the first place recipient is nominated anyway, then we go down the line, you know?
So going down the line, it could get a little sketchy who's third. Mm-hmm. I think first becomes really obvious, especially because does anyone else love the blissful irony that she received zero votes?
Yeah.
Aaron received zero votes after everything that the world has hated. This is social commentary, folks, okay? Aaron Grease, America's favorite little racist, sat there, cussed out Asian people, black people, gay people, probably her own people, thinks that she's being discriminated against because she's blonde and cute, yet she received zero votes for eviction. Not a single person in the house said, I want Aaron out.
And here's the thing with that. One... The fact that she compares being called Barbie to racial slurs,
yes,
it boggles the mind.
Yes,
but also, guess what, honey? I've seen your roots. You chose to be blonde. and at the beginning of the season, I wondered, like, why the hell would she spell her name like this? And then I realized, oh wait, it's an anagram for Aryan. And mm-hmm. her probably just as bigoted parents are now hiring a PR firm to spin her termination and her situation for once she gets out of the house. It's like, that's how crazy stuff is. You know, and the weird thing here with this whole audience getting the third vote, I completely agree with you. Like, 99% of the votes are going to Aaron. And
yes.
I even put that, like when I shared on Facebook that I voted for Alyssa, like, I just kind of want to see the hilarity of Melissa getting MVP the one way she can't be MVP, you mm-hmm. know? But again, it's like, what reason does Judd have not to nominate Aaron?
Yes.
Because, I mean, they're in opposite alliances, for lack of a better term, because though they haven't really portrayed it, there was a reason that Helen was so excited that Judd won. Like, there's a new alliance kind of formed at this point with Helen, Alyssa, Andy, Judd, McCray, and Amanda. That's like the power six right now. The show hasn't really showed much of it because they don't have a stupid name yet. But the problem with this is, you know, the only way Aaron gets the MVP vote to get nominated is
yes.
if Judd is so stupid that he allows Helen and Alyssa to convince him that he should nominate Howard and Spencer.
Mind you have to take a moment and say, I'm sorry, and I know I'm too intelligent for this show, I would never get on because of this. As soon as Julie sits there and talks about the BB MVP and says, expect the unexpected, I guarantee you within an hour, I will be sitting there convinced America is the MVP and will finally be voting. Guarantee you I think that. And then I'd be willing to gamble it and say, nominate those two. She's going up. Don't worry about it. She's going up. Take your two shots elsewhere.
And the weird thing is, this is kind of a lose-lose situation, because I think the reason that the show is doing this right now is because they're conceding their own mistake with, wait a minute, we introduce an audience voting element for nominations when we have a known quantity in the house. Clearly, you know, that meant that Alyssa is going to win every week that she's in the house.
Yes.
You know, So I was like, okay, now we'll put it in your hands. The problem is, you know, no matter who gets nominated, because if it's anyone other than Aaron, Howard, or Spencer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if for some reason we as an audience nominate Jesse, which every time she shows up, I'm like, who the hell are you? Because literally, it's like, there's someone named Jesse? I was like, yes. Like every time she's that. She is
her,
more
as well as, frankly, Andy. Andy's become an ultra floater in this house.
Andy's at least had some screen time. Like apart from, you know, wanting to jump on every single guy's bones, including Andy,
mm-hmm.
Jesse has been more invisible than Zach from season 8, okay? She's been that invisible. It's not just being a floater, it's being completely and utterly faceless and unseen.
Right.
But yeah, so if anybody but Aaron, Howard, or Spencer gets nominated, there's going to be a backlash against Alyssa because they're going to assume that she has the mm-hmm. MVP because it's a pretty safe assumption at this point. Or since Julie has hinted about the situation, I would imagine that there will be some reveal at some point that it was the audience, whether it's during the eviction episode
which
or after.
Fundamentally, should not be allowed.
Exactly,
the
because
MVP
it gives
is not to be revealed.
Because it gives them outside information. We've gone over this.
Yes.
It's like if at any point anyone in that house knows that the MVP is the audience, and they vote Aaron up, then Aaron knows. Holy crap! The entire audience hates me.
Can I go into a meta conversation here, really quick?
Yep.
You would imagine that certain house guests might feel as if the show treated them unfairly, and there might be lawsuits after this show.
Mm-hmm.
Especially considering, I lost my job, my name has been slandered and dragged through the mud, and no matter what, it's because of what the producers choose to air. Maybe, yes, you said it, but the producers still had an option of to air it or not to air it, and in what proportion to air it.
Mm-hmm.
If those comments really add up to only 0.05% of what she said, yet you made them 38% of what she said on the show, you have to sit there and wonder, and maybe how airtight that "we own you" contract of Big Brother is might get tested. Mm-hmm. Now, this twist specifically, people enter into this game under the belief that they all have an equal shot at the $500,000 prize, and the only thing that will determine whether or not they win are their actions and the actions of the fellow house guests.
Yep.
If there is ever a time you could say that a twist and its result is so blatantly obvious, Aaron has a huge argument to say they purposefully tried to get me out of this house after slandering my name, dragging me through the mud. Could this get CBS and Big Brother into some extremely hot water?
I don't think so. And for two main reasons. One, they only aired some of the stuff that she said, and it was a small fraction of the stuff that she said.
Yes, it
after
was.
After intense public pressure from those who watched it on the live feeds.
Right.
It's like this isn't like with season 9's Adam, who said something before the live feeds even went up, and they chose to show it. This is the show buckling to pressure to say, hey, no, don't pretend these people aren't saying this stuff. Show what they said.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we already know about it. She already lost her job because of the stuff they said before it ever aired on television. So she doesn't really have any kind of standing in that respect. And also, as far as the twist having such a guaranteed outcome, I think the better legal argument would be, instead of a pro-Aaron argument, would probably be an anti-Alyssa argument, because again, you know, I know we're not looking at each other right now, but I dare you to look me in the eye right now and say that if she doesn't make the final two, anyone but Alyssa wins the audience vote for the $25,000 at the end of the season. The only way she can't win it is if she's in the final two.
Yep. I mean, Alyssa gets that audience vote no matter what, and everybody's basically been removed from that possibility. Again, Alyssa had the easiest road to win that money.
It's not even the easiest road. It's basically, they've already basically written the check.
Well, like I said, she had to be a stark raving bitch in order for people to stop voting for her.
But again, she was cast with this intent.
Yes, and she was cast probably knowing that she wasn't a stark raving bitch. Emails.
You know, so
emails, because these are fun.
Yeah. Okay.
This week should be a lot better than the last one, which I guess, considering this week is this week with Jeremy going out, it's been interesting. I was dancing in my seat. I think if I were in this season, I'd end up expelled. Let's stop there for a second. I think that brings up Howard, doesn't it? Howard and Candace.
Yes.
Howard has a lot of issues and needs to pick a side and own up to his truths and all that, but that was about the most real conversation I think we've seen in any season of Big Brother.
Yep.
That was not TV. That was not entertainment. For those of you who may not have lived it in some aspect or felt discriminated against for something that was just innately you, that was the minority experience in America summed up in 2.5 minutes.
Yep.
People can pick on you. You can't come back, because if you do, the cost will be greater than it is for anyone else. She'd be giving, in Candace's case, her bed was flipped over. She was being chastised and yelled at. She got carried out of the room because Howard couldn't touch anyone else. He only had the option of carrying her out to protect her, even though she was by far in the right and she was actually holding back quite a bit.
Yep.
And then she breaks down and cries in the have-have-not room because she can't give it to them the way that she wants to. She can't attack them with words, even, the same way that they were attacking her.
Yep.
And in the end, she has to swallow her pride and go and be patting Gina Marie on the back because she's crying over Nick's loss.
Which...
because it's the only way for her to advance herself in the Big Brother society.
Yeah, and the whole Gina Marie thing with regard to Nick, seriously, what the hell?
Can we get an interview with Nick and hope that he's run for the hills and moved at this point?
Exactly. You have known this person for exactly 3 weeks, and you're acting like your dog died.
Add another item to the list of what it takes to get on Big Brother if you're a female. 1, fake boobs. 2, fatal attraction syndrome. Like, seriously, watch Swim Fan every single day of your life.
3, be a racist, apparently.
Yeah, that helps. Definitely helps.
So, N-word insurance. That's all I gotta say. It's like no matter... And this is the thing. Again, you bring up this whole situation with Candace and how Candace was forced to hold back both emotionally and physically because Howard took her out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, when they play a slight prank by moving Nick's mug off of Gina Marie's dresser, she's crying. We gotta apologize. Like, what in the hell?
Yeah. And honestly, you should have been smart enough to know that she was going to react that way, and it was not worth it, even though you should have been able to have fun with her. No, you can't. Let me continue here. I wrote a note earlier saying that Alyssa and Helen were the only non-Bat-Poo insane women, but Amanda's added herself to that list recently. I think that's 100% accurate. Even though I will argue, and this is hard to say, I'll argue Caitlin. Caitlin, if you listen to our Big Brother preview podcast, was my favorite from reading profiles, etc. Mm-hmm. Helen was my strategic, like my sentimental, I want her to stay, please God, let her stay, so I'm thrilled with what's happened there.
Yeah.
But Caitlin was the one, like, she's the one I want to watch, and I really hope she takes this opportunity to restructure her game. She has shown in that last challenge how much of a threat she potentially can be. And now that Jeremy's gone, there's something that happens when couples get split up that people kind of forget who you were when you were part of that couple.
Yeah.
And if you work now to detach yourself from Aaron, Gina Marie, you know, the bad girl squad, so to speak, you could find a new life in this game. And I really hope Caitlin takes advantage of that.
It's certainly not a good image for yourself when 90% of your screen time before this week was excitedly jumping up and wrapping your legs around a bigot bully.
Yes.
So maybe she can repair the image. And to finish my previous point, the appropriate thing to do when Gina Marie was winging out about the cup was to take it out, make like you're going to give it to her, and then intentionally drop it on the ground. That was that was the correct thing to do.
Making sure it smashes, yes, right?
Precisely.
One other note, just because anytime you get to bring in other seasons of Big Brother and Survivor, it's absolutely worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gina Marie crying over Nick may have managed to top the mourning over Jesse in Big Brother 11 by Shima, Lydia, and Natalie all by herself. I'm pretty sure Aaron and Colton Cumby need to be sequestered on an island together away from civilization. I don't think I've been annoyed with so many house guests so quickly since season 6. So,
I fail to see I fail to see a mistake in any of that judgment. And
so here's a fun but potentially hard question for Mr. Okay. Bill Hammond.
Oh dear God.
Who is your most hated house guest to ever be on Big Brother US? And no, you can't say Rachel Riley.
Aaron's already locked herself in the top 5 all time, no matter what.
But doesn't she instantly become the girl that everyone keeps in the house because no one will give her the money in the end?
And see, this is why I don't like this whole strategy of, like, get rid of the threats, i.e. the men, early on.
Yes.
There is a strategic reason to get rid of objectionable people, and that's because given that you cannot put any kind of, you know, pin on their mental game, apart from the fact that they are utterly insane,
mm-hmm.
Why do you even want that person on the jury deciding if you get to win $500,000?
Yes, that's the thing. If you're doing jury management, I don't want to deal with a random ass hoe like Aaron having to say, I don't like you. I mean, hell, let's call it what it is. I'm on the show, and reminder for those of you who have not paid attention to the host of this podcast, I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron does not make jury. It's an instant vote against me. And she'll say, it's not because I'm racist. Sure. If I'm not sitting against another black person, I don't get the vote.
I mean, and it's not just necessarily for racism, but any of the crazy people, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever their instability is. It's a case where, do you want to risk having someone on the jury who's more of a wild card than game show props in the 80s, you know, deciding your fate? I mean, what was her stupid gem-based name? Topaz. Mm. Okay, do you even want that as a remote possibility?
Yes.
Okay?
For those of you who don't understand, Big Brother Canada, Season 1, Topaz kind of had a very infamous moment. Make sure you watch that. We'll put that on the Facebook page again in case you missed it.
I get, we want to get rid of people who can win competitions. The fun part is when they do that, they then turn around and say, I was a competitor when they're trying to make their case for the win. It's like, no, you weren't. You got rid of the people who could beat you. It's like, you know, if you're a C-plus student in an HOH competition, but you got rid of the A's and B's, it doesn't make you a great player necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But as far as a man is concerned, I'll get back to the original question in a bit. As far as a man is concerned, she's caught a little bit of a flack from the for her language because she's used the C-word a couple times. She's been free and loose with retarded in commentary about other people's strategies.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fully say that doesn't nearly offend me as much as anything else that's gone on. And that really is just open to personal interpretation. Those two, I don't think have the same taboo as the other stuff that's been said. So that's why initially I didn't say she was going to be among the BPI group and. The Britney-esque commentary that she gives in the diary room, I love Amanda. I really do.
Yes. And it doesn't matter where she was cast, she has been fantastic.
And the fact that she's hooking up with McCrae gives dorks like me hope across the world. So, but yes, okay, so most hated,
boom,
most of...
Topaz is right there on the Big Brother webs, on our little Facebook page, so go
most
like...
abhorrent house guest ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
name a few. Don't knock yourself down to one.
Joshua from season 9 definitely qualifies. I mean, when you're making jokes about someone's dead father, what while she's getting evicted, that's kind of low.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, not because he ever said anything that controversial, but I'm sorry, stop trying to make him a thing. You know. Every season, here's Jesse again. It's like, please, please stop. My brain cells can't keep dying off. They don't regenerate. Shima definitely is in the top 5. I mean, again, it's a case of, like, you people are supposed to screen these. You're supposed to screen these people, you know?
Yes.
Aaron is definitely in the top 5. She may even take the crown at some point.
And mind you, we're comparing this to people like Justin Siebeck.
Yeah.
who pulled out freaking knives and is like, that wasn't as offensive. I'm sorry.
it wasn't, because honestly, Crystal was kind of into him when he was doing it. You know, it was more of a safety concern that he would accidentally hurt other people rather than that he would intentionally hurt other people. So he already has the ignominious distinction of being the first person ever expelled. I guess for me, the most offensive ever.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Do 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 do.
There's been a lot. It really is sad. I'll throw this out there, at least for now. Because again, I think Aaron's going to take the title by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The most offensive ever, Yvette.
Really? As in, like, Yvette and Maggie?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got 20 seconds. Defend yourself.
Do I really have to?
Yes, you do.
I will temper this slightly in the sense that I've only seen bits and pieces of season 6. I never saw the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But every word she said made me want to jam a screwdriver into my ear.
Wow. we'll leave it at that, folks. Let's get back to the show a little bit more closely here. Judd's HOH.
Yes.
What do you want to see happen?
I want to see 3 women on the block.
Well, there's a good chance one goes up there.
I mean, this is kind of a standard ground thing because, again, while there's now a majority alliance of 6, which is actually, is it 6 or yeah, there's 6, and it's equal in gender. It's there's 3 guys and 3 women, and then Candace is kind of in there, but not quite, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a majority alliance of 6, but 2 of the people in that alliance, Helen and Alyssa, are very much, you know, inseparable, and they've both made it clear. And Candace, this is where Candace is kind of on the outskirts as well. Is like they want to just get rid of all the men before they even take out one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And some
of the girls who came in with the strategy of I want all the girls to have an alliance, even though there isn't an all-girl alliance, are getting their way anyway. And
exactly,
that's scary.
Exactly. So.
That's not to say that Candace's huge push for Nick made no sense. It made sense, especially for her game personally.
At the same time, I felt a bit bad for Nick because the way the deal with Alyssa was portrayed,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was like a Darth Vader situation. Like it was like I've altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
Yes.
You know, and then of course he got evicted through really no fault of his own. It just. People just saw the writing on the wall, kind of a thing.
Game but, took you out. Sometimes
but,
that happens.
But no, I was like,
he played a little too strong. A little bit.
I want Judd to basically put his foot down and say, you know, enough's enough with the whole threat game for a moment. Let's just have an easy week so that I don't get a target on my back for next week. Let me just put up, you know, Aaron, Caitlin, and Jesse, and just be done with it. You know, some combination of those two, and hopefully the MVP fills the third. You know, and then if one of them wins veto, throw Gina Marie in there for shiggles. It's like there are so many expendable women in this game at this point that there shouldn't be any major argument. Because I know while they consider Howard a threat, while they consider Spencer something of a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people that you wouldn't mind having on the jury because they are gamers to an extent. They will hear your case. They will make an informed, unbiased decision, most likely, you know? But you can't trust Aaron to be on that jury. You can't trust Gina Marie to be on that jury. You really can't trust Caitlin to be on that jury because she may have a vendetta against Helen and Alyssa for getting rid of Jeremy. You know, you really don't want – if you're a guy, you don't want Candace on the jury. You know, I know we have the biggest cast of originals that we've ever had, and we have the longest season that we're ever going to have. But I'm still assuming that the jury is going to start at 9 and go down to a final 2. So a jury of 7 to get, voting on the final 2. Unless I hear otherwise, I'm assuming that's going to happen. And so that means we need to get rid of 7 people before we get to the jury point. We've already gotten rid of 3 guys that quite honestly, I didn't want to see, except for maybe Nick, I didn't really want to see any of them on the jury anyway. It's like, we need to level the playing field a bit here. We need to start focusing on getting out who we don't want on the jury. So, yeah, so if I'm Judd, none of this Howard Spencer crap, you know, throw up Aaron, throw up Gina Marie, let the MVP go where it goes, and then either backdoor Caitlin or Jesse if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take out an easy target without ruffling any feathers. Because honestly, what's going to happen? Is this alliance going to turn on Judd for not nominating Howard, honestly?
No.
I mean, he and Andy were the only guys not in the moving club, in the moving company after David left, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't imagine that they'd be that vindictive about the whole thing. Just get rid of an easy target, you know, level the playing field for all of us with a dingus, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what I think's going to happen, and I think you sadly may agree. Insert moving company victim here.
Pretty much.
It's going to be moving company victim, moving company victim, moving company victim.
I don't think McCray's going up.
Maybe not. Even though, to call it in all sincerity, if someone put up McCray and Amanda, I would completely understand it. It'd be one of the smarter moves.
But again, they're part of Judd's alliance. So.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure the alliance as it stands right now is Alyssa, Helen, Judd, Andy, Amanda McCray, and then Candace on the outskirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
we'll see. We'll see if the outskirts people really get smart enough to realize, oh crap, we're in trouble. I mean, in all sincerity, as wrong as this sounds, it's like Jesse, Howard, Candace, Aaron, and Gina Marie really should probably be teaming up if Howard and Candace can't get in with the 6.
And see, the thing is, I think Howard can get in with the 6. And
he
if not,
should be able to. He's just too stupid.
And if he can't get in with the 6, all 6 of them, he can get in with a couple of them. You know,
mm-hmm.
he can get in with Judd and Andy, and I think he can even bring Helen around. Alyssa, maybe not. Amanda,
but Helen's got Alyssa, so you know, by proxy, little branches getting out, you could protect yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's. Like I said, you've got 4 more eliminations before the jury. There are 4 people that you do not. There are at least 4 people that you do not want on their jury, and none of them have dongs.
So crazy, so crazy. But that said, you know, Big Brother is delivering in show, but not necessarily delivering in game. I've actually felt like the game has really been lacking because it's basically been whoever the MVP puts up goes home.
Pretty much, yeah. And again, 3 nominees.
And that means whoever Alyssa puts up goes home. Which, wasn't there some rule about the HOH not getting to be HOH twice in a row? Now we found a way to circumvent that.
Yep. You know, and again, we have a 3-way nominee system where unless we somehow at some point have 3 different alliances going at one time, we're not going to see a 3-way split vote. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will dispute the idea that the show is delivering in show because the ratings are among the lowest it's ever been.
They've started to pick up now since they've been revealing the racism.
A little bit, but they're still nowhere near where they were last year or the year before. Like the ratings are the lowest that it's been since season 9. So
probably has something to do with the fact that they have HD monitors on a non-HD broadcast.
Yeah, seriously, how expensive would it be to upgrade those cameras?
I don't know.
There's what, like 38 cameras in the house?
I mean, give it this credit, okay? Big Brother has jumped about 25 to 30% since they started airing Aaron's racism.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's a huge increase. It doesn't make it a hit show. But I mean, when you're now back over 6 million viewers,
exactly, you're going from squat to squat in a third. You know,
hey, I'll take squat in a third.
Yep.
Especially because I'm a champion when I poo.
Losing's not in my blood. You just lost.
You shamed an entire people.
Seriously, that was That was the first time I can remember cheering for Julie in any...
when are we going to find out that the Indian reservation has taken away Jeremy's share of the casino?
The thing is, he's... I mean, I get why he likes to claim the heritage, because he is actually... He's slightly less Cherokee than I am Irish. I mean, I'm a mutt, too, but I claim Irish heritage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm slightly more Irish than he is Cherokee, but... But the most Cherokee thing about him is his skin tone, honestly. You know, but
yeah, claim it, be proud of it. No reason why not to be.
But seriously, how? Just because you make the jokes about yourself doesn't mean they're any less racist, and that's why I was kind of calling BS a little bit when Julie Chen suddenly was offended by Asian jokes. I was like, really? Have you watched The Soup?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's another clip we probably need to find. But yes, sadly, the Chenbot has been much less Chenbotish this season than previous seasons. But hey, her interviews have actually been pretty good with the ousted contestants, and I just can't wait to see what happens when she finally gets to talk to Aaron. And mind you, I will pay Aaron $1,000 on the spot if she tells an Asian joke right to Julie's face. Please, please make that happen. And on that note, folks, we will be giving you much more Big Brother in the next couple of days. We will be able to keep on top of it much more easily than we could last week. So, yes, there will be pain, and we will enjoy it. Until next time, I'm Eric Pierce of Game Show News Net. That is Bill Hammond, and this Reality Rant podcast is...
We should actually start a Kickstarter campaign and be like, let's fund Erin's prize if she's racist on live TV when she's evicted.